meeting of City Council together here at May 9th, 2011. And the first thing we're going to do is go into executive session, and City Manager Richard Pierce will explain why. And go ahead, Richard.
Thank you, Mayor. First, we're going to undertake consideration of legal advice regarding redistricting now that the 2010 census figures are available to us. And then the second matter is to hear from the city attorney regarding enforcement of the abandoned vehicle ordinance, which is contained in part in our zoning ordinance, Mayor.
Very good. And we'll have our council prayer and our pledge after that. Do we have a motion and a second to go into executive session?
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
Second, Mr. Mayor.
Second, okay. Show of hands, please. All in favor? Okay, passes unanimously. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are in session now. We came in early at 6 to go into executive session because we needed advice, attorney advice, legal matters. We had two, and one had to do with potentially redistricting with the census changes and that kind of thing, and there's a lot we needed to understand about that, and still is. And the other has to do with a long-standing issue that we've had with abandoned vehicles. We needed to have a couple questions on that from a legal standpoint. So now I'd like to entertain a motion in a second to come out of executive session. And then we'll continue.
So moved,
with
Mr.
That.
Mayor.
Okay. Second, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Show of hands, please. All in favor? Coming out. Okay. Passes unanimously. Now we will have our council prayer and pledge of allegiance, the flag.
Father God, as we turn our thoughts toward you, we come to you thanking you for all the many blessings that you have given to us. As we look at the vastness of the oceans, as we look at some of the smallest streams, We see your handiwork, we see your hand in large things and in small. We see the ocean constantly casting forth its mire. And may we take a note from that and seek cleansing from you. We thank you for this great country in which you've allowed us to live. We thank you for this city, beautiful city that you've given to us. We thank you for our citizens and their willingness to participate in making this a better city for all of us to live. We ask that your hand of guidance be with us this evening, that you lead, guide, and direct everything that's done in this meeting. Give us clearness of mind. Give us your spirit of oneness. And may the decisions in this room tonight only give us a better place to live. We ask these things in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are there any additions or deletions necessary this evening to the agenda? If not, do we have a motion and a second to accept the agenda?
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
Second.
All right, any discussion? If not, show of hands, please. All in favor? Passes unanimously. Minutes. Consideration of the minutes of the work session with the Planning Commission on April 18, 2011, and the regular meeting of April 25, 2011, and the work session of May 2, 2011. Any discussion? If not, do we have a motion and a second?
Mr. Mayor, I move that all three sets of minutes be approved as written.
Second, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Any discussion on that? If not, show of hands, please. Passes unanimously. Under old business, first item is appointments to boards and commissions. Mr. Pierce, please.
Thank you, Mayor. Council currently has 8 pending appointments to city boards and commissions. There are 3 that are being presented tonight for council consideration. Council Member Ebner has recommended that Catherine Thomas be reappointed to the Arts Commission. That term would expire April 11, 2013. He's also recommended Phil Haggerty be reappointed to the Building Code Board of Appeals. That term would expire May 12, 2013. And Council Member Wells has recommended that James Rusty Finley be reappointed to the Building Code Board of Appeals. That term would also expire May 12, 2013. So those are the 3 appointments for consideration by council tonight, Mayor.
Okay, thank you, sir. Do we have a motion and a second?
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
I'll second, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, any discussion? If not, show of hands, please. All in favor? Passes unanimously.
Did we have any other proposed appointments, Mayor?
Anyone have a... I guess not. Okay. Item 2, second reading, public hearing of ordinance to amend the towing ordinance and franchise agreement. Mr. Pierce.
Thank you, Mayor. The caption on these ordinances are an ordinance revising Chapter 46 of the Aiken City Code to include Article 6, Roman numeral 6, to regulate towing franchises. And then also an ordinance granting non-exclusive towing franchises for involuntary towing within the city of Aiken. Council passed this on first reading at your April 25th meeting. This is a second reading and public hearing for adoption of the ordinance, and this is to revise the involuntary towing rates as well as the basic franchise agreement, Mayor.
Okay, thank you, sir. This is the second reading and public hearing of this ordinance, and if anyone in the audience would like to speak on this ordinance, you may do so. If not, it's back to City Council for consideration.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we approve the adoption of this ordinance amending the fee rate schedule for the involuntary towing
Okay. I'll second it.
Mr. Mayor?
Yeah.
I'd like to make sure that the towing facilities understand that they have to adhere to the policies that we have. I think we've had just one, maybe one, that has not, and we'd like to make sure that they, there's some way we let them know what these fees are so that they can adhere to them.
Mayor, that has been a concern in the past. If I may address your concern,
yes.
Councilmember Clyburn, that was dealt with directly with the towing company, and they were actually placed on suspension for a period of time and missed some rotations on the involuntary tow list. And our understanding is that has no longer been a problem with them. But
okay.
Absolutely, anytime a citizen would have any concern about the rate they're being charged, we'll have this published. And they certainly should contact public safety, and we'll investigate that for
okay.
appropriate action.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, we've got a motion and second. Show of hands, please. All in favor? Passes unanimously. Second reading, item 3, second reading public hearing of the ordinance to approve the concept plan for property owned by Murphy Oil in the USA. Mr. Pierce, please.
Thank you, Mayor. The title of the ordinance is an ordinance approving the concept plan for property located at 3575 Richland Avenue West. And as I've set forth in the memo that I provided council, Planning Commission unanimously approved their request on April 12, 2011. City Council had first reading and approved it at your April 25 meeting with certain stipulated conditions. One was access onto the center's entrance drive on the western boundary be right in, right out only, and constructed so that left turns are not possible. Two, the gas station canopy must have a green standing seam peaked roof and red brick columns to mimic the detail of the Walmart building. Its design must be approved by the planning director. Three, a revised concept plan will be submitted listing all conditions of approval within 60 days. And four, proof of recording at the RMC office of the agreement signed by the applicant listing all these conditions of approval within 60 days of its recording be provided. As I stated, it was approved on first reading, and we did have public input on April 25, 2011. For consideration tonight is second reading and public hearing of the concept plan for proposed Murphy Express gas station that is proposed to be located at 3575 Richland Avenue West.
Okay, thank you, sir. This is the second reading and public hearing, so if anyone in the audience would like to speak, you certainly may do so. If not, it's back to City Council for consideration.
So moved, Mr. Mayor, that we accept this.
Okay. Second, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, we have a second. Discussion?
Yes. There is still 16 pumps being proposed at this site, 12 conventional and 2 for diesel.
Four for diesel.
Whereas it was previously cited for 20. That is still a large concentration of pumps at this location, in my opinion.
Okay. Other comments?
I asked a question, and the city attorney was going to find out whether we have control of the hours of operation.
You know, as I understand it, but my it'll correct me if I'm wrong. I believe the only hours of operation you have any impact on right now are bars and nightclubs. And council has an ordinance that requires all of them to close at 2 o'clock in the morning. Certainly, Murphy Oil could have a concern about being singled out as the only gas station in the city of Aiken that has been given a special hours of operation. And I think it would be unwise for council to make that exception just in this one particular case, especially when you have other gas stations within fairly close proximity to this gas station that is able to operate under the city's ordinance at whatever hours they choose to operate. As far as restricting the sale of cigarettes and alcohol, that's really governed by state law, and I don't think council has the ability to make that restriction on them.
So they could be 24 hours if they wanted to.
Yes, sir. If council, you know, council could do like you did with the nightclub ordinance, and you could pass closing hours for all convenience stores within the city limits, and that way they would be on the same playing field as all of the other convenience stores.
I was sensitive to the concerns of the LMA.
Yeah. In that regard, they did say to us that they would close at 12 midnight. Would you like to speak to that? I have another question concerning the number of pumps for that also.
My name is Rod Abney with the firm Greenberg Farrer. We represent Murphy Oil USA. Our anticipated hours of operation for this store, 5 a.m. to midnight. We do not plan to operate at 24 hours a day at this time.
You don't. You're going to stick with those hours, right? I mean,
yes,
you're
sir.
Not going to move them up 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning?
No, sir. Tom Bentley's here with Murphy Oil. To my knowledge, we don't have a 24-hour operation or an operation right now. We have about 1,100 stores. None of them operate at 24 hours. We have no plans to operate 24 hours.
All right.
What does at this time mean?
It means that, to the best of my knowledge right now, ma'am.
I mean, are there plans to
no,
do it?
No, okay. There's no plans
to. All right,
to,
just
no.
Checking.
No.
Can you tell me why 16 pumps in this area? And I'm very protective of this area.
Yes,
I don't know of any place else that has 16 pumps.
16 fueling positions.
Yes.
It's actually you could only fuel 12 vehicles here at one time. You have 6 pumps, 2 fueling positions on each side. No more than 12 cars could fuel at any time. There's 6 pumps, 6 regular pumps, and then 2 pumps that offer diesel. If that's, as we've said before, if that's a tremendous concern to the council, if you would feel better with a 3+1 offering, we can do that. It's less expensive for us to do that. A single diesel pump actually costs more than a 3+1. We've had instances where customers fuel a regular car with diesel or vice versa, and they get confused because it's all on one pump. When we found when you separate them out, it's much less likely that a customer thinking they're getting regular gas gets diesel and vice versa.
But there are some of those like that around, I think.
3+1 is common.
With
yes.
A sign that...
Yes.
That says, so if someone's reading,
yes, sir.
I understand
yes.
They may not, but.
Yeah. No, I mean, and we've said all along, if council, if that's a tremendous issue and council feels better with a 3+1 on 1, we'll do that. That's not a problem.
Does that reduce the total number of pumps?
No, sir. Well, yes, it does. It would be, instead of 6 pumps, 6 regular pumps, or 6 unleaded regular pumps and 2 diesel pumps, it would be 6 pumps. The 2 on the ends would be 3+1.
What does it mean?
I'm sorry. 3+1 is there's 3 grades of gasoline, obviously, that we're going to offer. So you'd have the 3 regular and then the 1. Yes, sir.
Just for curiosity, it has nothing to do with anything important in this discussion, but are you selling a lot of diesel? Do you sell a lot of
yes, sir. We do.
More automobiles?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And Murphy tends to, as I've mentioned to you before, Murphy tends to be a low-cost leader. We try to be a low-cost leader in the market. And with diesel, especially, you can really save some money on diesel prices these days. So, yeah, it's a big part of our business.
I would only make the comment that I make at every development approval that, once again, we're going to put another project in an area that is not ideal location from a traffic perspective, but I vote against it for that. But
thank you.
One of these days, we're going to have to pay attention to the level of service D and E intersections.
Again, I'm going back to 12 conventional and 4 diesel. And you're saying a 3 plus 1, 3 pumps separate? Explain that to me here.
Sure. The 3 is the 3 grades of gasoline.
Oh, the gasoline.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am. We have the regular, the mid-grade, and the high, which is typical at every gas station.
Right.
On the two end locations, if you look at the sheet C plus one,
mm-hmm.
Page 119 of your packet, the two end fueling positions, which will be the northmost and the southmost pump,
mm-hmm.
there's an indication of two separate pumps there. The pump furthest away from the Walmart entrance drive, or the easternmost pump, is a diesel pump. It only sells diesel gas out of that. If we were to go to put the diesel on one pump, that back pump would go away. It would not change. You still only have 12 fueling positions. Only 12 cars can fuel at one time, regardless of a 3 plus 1 or a diesel.
So what he's saying is we're not, I mean, you're not reducing any of the canopies. You're not reducing any of the lanes.
Mm-hmm.
There's only two pumps where the two end lanes, when you pulled in, there would be two pumps sitting there,
correct.
One of which would be a standalone diesel. The other would be the 3 grades of gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
So by doing away or going to the 3 and 1 on those two lanes, you would reduce two pumps, but you're not reducing any of the canopies. You're not reducing any of the size of this fueling station.
That's correct.
And I'm not sure what we gain by
right. We're not
vehicle flow.
Yeah, it would.
But the diesel vehicles not knowing which pump to go to, so it'd be a lot easier to just stick to what's submitted.
And I agree with, for a change, Councilman DeWall. The only thing that I would ask about this area, I'm pretty proud of the way this area has turned out in terms of its attractiveness, and that it does not deter from the appearance so far.
Yes, ma'am.
That's all that I ask of you.
Yes, ma'am.
As Councilman DeWall said, and others, we're not gaining anything by what I'm proposing in terms of a change. So.
Okay, any other questions?
I listened to 3 to 4 hours of the audio tape of the 2006 meetings, although I didn't get all of the second meeting. I didn't see any concern expressed about the quality of the projects going in that area. Regrettably, I guess it was a discussion between the neighbors and Mr. Smith personally, but it was not mentioned in any of the hearing that I listened to.
Very good. Any other discussion? We have a motion and a second.
Is the motion asked directing that the pumps on the ends be changed?
No, I didn't hear it.
We're leaving the concept plan the way it is.
You know, Mr.
Don has said,
the motion is as stated by the city manager.
Yes. He made
Don,
one thing that, you know, I would just like to say to Murphy Oil and their representatives here this evening is, you know, the major concern that we have had is the neighbors across the parking lot. And it's my desire that this station not add to any of the trouble that they've experienced.
Yes, sir.
With the shops on Richland. And I don't know if one thing I'd like for staff to look into, if possible, is, you know, the buffer that should be there, and is it kept in the manner in which it should have been to protect these residents from the shopping area? Are the plantings there that should be there? I know sometimes over time these things just kind of slip away from us, but I'd certainly like for us to take a look at that and do everything we possibly can to ensure that our residents are protected from noise pollution, light pollution, whatever that this may bring.
Duncan, I'd like to add to Don's statement, because you sat here and you heard the passion expressed by long-term residents, and they felt that they are being infringed upon. And so the most we can do with the way this is proceeding is to ensure that all these things exist in terms of them not feeling that they're intruded so much.
Yes, ma'am.
And certainly, Mayor, any citizen with that concern can contact the zoning official for enforcement investigation. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But with that, they often feel powerless in terms of this is not going the direction that a lot of the residents want. So they feel powerless. You know, they come here and they make a request saying, we don't want this. And contrary to what they want, we will probably vote to approve this. So the least we can do is consider some of the things that they want.
We'll do our best to build it as it looks and keep it maintained well and be a good neighbor to the best of our ability.
Now, there won't be any music being played outside or any noise coming.
No, sir. No, I had received a question from Mr. Evans this week. The only speakers we have are on the pumps that enables the customer to speak to the clerk inside and vice versa. That's it. We don't have any. No music, no nothing like that.
Very good. Any other comments, questions? If not, show of hands, please. All in favor. Second reading passes unanimously. Thank you very much. Under new items, new business, item one, first reading of an ordinance to set the millage rate for fiscal year 2011 and 2012. Mr. Pierce, please.
Thank you, Mayor. The title of the ordinance is an ordinance to provide for the levy of taxes for ordinary city purposes and for capital development purposes in the city of Aiken for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2011. Set the millage, therefore, at 66 mills and to provide for the expenditures thereof. The 66 mills provides us about $7.2 million in our general fund in revenue. As I noted in my memo, we have reduced the millage rate from 120 mills to the current 66 mills. That was done on five different occasions. The most recent was back in 2008. In order for us to balance the budget and have sufficient revenue, I would humbly ask the council to pass this for us. That's the first reading.
Okay, thank you, sir. Do we have a motion and second?
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
Second, Mr.
Okay, we've got a second. Okay, discussion. I am so proud of our staff, of our city managers, both in the past and present, and everybody that's worked together on our budget. And it takes everybody, all the departments working together and coming together. This does mark the 22nd year, but we have 23rd down here that we have not increased the millage rate on our taxes for our property taxes. And I know we all are very proud of that. And so we thank the work of the staff that they've done. We thank our citizens. And it's just wonderful feeling to be able to do this and not have to raise the millage rate. And one of these days we may have to, but certainly not going to do it this year. And hopefully we won't have to do it next. So thank you very much. And Richard, thank you for your leadership in putting this budget together, plus finance department and everyone else that's had a piece of the action. And we know that everyone has participated and put their 2 cents worth and really slimmed down as much as possible. This is a slim budget, there's no doubt about it. And as we found out when we went through the zero-based budgeting here several months ago, 12 or so meetings, we didn't really see anything major there. A couple little things we can work on, but nothing really major. That budget is slim, but it's we haven't reduced any services and don't expect to do that. So again, thanks to everybody that's had a part of this. Okay, we have a motion and second. And any other discussions, comments? If not, show of hands, please. All in favor. Passes unanimously. Item 2, first reading of an ordinance approving the budget for the fiscal year 2011-2012. Mr. Parrish, please.
Thank you, Mayor. The title of this ordinance is an ordinance adopting a budget proposed by the city manager containing estimates of proposed revenues and expenditures by the city of Aiken for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2011 and ending June 30, 2012, and declaring that the same shall constitute the budget of the city of Aiken for such fiscal year. We've provided a cover memo, and council will recall that we did have a work session last week to go over the high points of the budget. One of the main things is that you will see the total spending is at $49,496,233, and that's compared to last year's budget, which was $46,899,538. While that looks like a significant jump of in the neighborhood of 10%, in actuality, the major portion of that increased expenditure is the proposed water plant and well to be constructed on Silver Bluff Road. You had money in this year's budget to find a location site for this public utility and to do the design work for it. Now comes the construction part, so that's the significant money that we have. We certainly had some funds in the depreciation account about to the tune of about $700,000, but the balance of the money we will need to borrow from ourselves. We do have sufficient money on hand to borrow that and then pay that back from subsequent years' depreciation account to pay that out. The other significant expenditure that we had, in addition to the equipment and other capital purchases that are scheduled on the pink sheets in your budget, was the Federal Communications Commission is in the process of implementing a split of the different bandwidths for the radios. We have a fairly assorted collection of radios throughout the city. Obviously, public safety has their sets that they carry and that are in their police vehicles. But you also have Public Works, Utilities, Public Services Division, Parks, Recreation, and Tourism, and even in the Finance Department with our meter readers, all have radios that they use. We looked at the possibility of just using cell phones in the past, but our experience in a major weather event is the first thing that goes out is the cell phone tower because they jam up. So we do need to keep radio communication, and we've studied at least four different approaches to how we would handle the radio upgrade and the split of the radio bands. We think we found a good digital system. Everything's going to digital, so staying analog would not be a solution we feel that would be beneficial, particularly in an emergency or a major weather event. So what we've tried to do is take $190,000 this budget year. We will make a similar request next year and then straddle those budget years to purchase those radios and update the entire radio system, including the repeaters that we have in place. And we believe very strongly that that would aid in communication in an emergency or other, major weather event. We have several capital purchases in here. We do want to complete the glide slope path installation at the airport. That's another $1 million. There is grant money there and money from the State Aeronautics Commission to help cover the bulk of that cost. 14 vehicles for public safety. We're going to continue purchasing the self-contained breathing apparatus for our firefighters. We are buying a recycle rear loading truck. Two electric vehicles are in this budget. Street sweeping equipment, trenching safety equipment, mowers, another department vehicle, some heavy-duty service trucks, some money towards our very successful succession management training program, and security cameras at Smith Hazel. Those are just some of the high points of the budget. This is what we reviewed not only at zero-based budgeting, as you said, Mayor, but also at our work session. And we're seeking approval of this on first reading. To comply with state law, we will not have second reading on the budget until the first reading in the first meeting in June. So we will advertise that. You probably saw the ad in the paper. and that will give us 30 days before we actually consider it for final adoption. That's been our practice in the past and has worked very well for us. So what we're asking for tonight is approval of the budget on first reading. And Mayor, I just would like to echo at this time, I appreciate council's recognition of staff. We all have worked on this budget together, and some of us actually met several times as we worked through our expenditures to make sure we made best use of the taxpayer money. And certainly the finance department was very key in our revenue estimates. We based that using approaches that we've used in the past that have helped us with very accurate calculations of what our revenues would be. And I do want to say publicly that I think staff is very frugal and very careful with taxpayer money. And certainly in our discussions, we established priorities. We just didn't have a field day with purchases, but made sure that we had something that was scheduled for replacement or certainly something that would be necessary, particularly given some of the 1 cent capital sales tax projects that we will be beginning in another year's time, in place and ready to use.
Thank you, sir. Do we need a motion and a second, please?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move that we approve upon first reading the ordinance to approve a budget for fiscal year 2011-2012.
Okay. All right.
I'll second, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Very good. Any discussion?
I have a couple of questions.
Sure.
On page 95, the pension contribution seems to be increasing from $773,000 to a million dollars, which is like 30%. Is there a reason for that? It's 81.01.41.23.2.
And again, that would be a figure that we obtained from our actuarial firm, Mr. DeWar. So Warner Anthony presented, this contribution would be something that they would actuarially determine based on the retirements we've had, the anticipated retirements we have coming up.
30%. Does that make sense?
It's the most accurate calculation that we have from the actuary. Kim Abney is here and can answer that in detail.
Page 158, when you look at the utility side, that actually went down because we have more employees in the general fund than in utilities fund. So we've allocated it differently this year.
And certainly we don't have the commercial garbage employees that we had before. So that would be that adjustment.
I'm not sure I understood what you said on 158.
If you look on page 158, the contribution to the pension plan is actually decreasing in the utilities fund. It increases in total. Yes, sir, it does, because cost of living and everything increases, but it didn't increase 30% because we had a decrease in the utilities to more closely reflect the number of employees in the general fund and the utilities fund.
The pension plan contribution in your utilities fund last year was $466,670, and then this year it's $391,670.
No, last year it was $375,000, and this year it's $391,000. So
That's right. We're reading the number off the initial request, but with the commercial garbage operation ceasing, we got a revised figure from our actuary.
We reduced the utilities fund,
right,
and increased the general fund.
I don't see the reduction from, I'm sorry.
It's just a reduction from the request, Mr. DeWar, not a reduction from last year. You're right. It is up.
Yeah, it's still up.
16,000.
I mean, on page 95, that account, is that, that's a rollover of the entire pension contribution for the city minus law enforcement?
No, to get the whole city, you have to add the $1 million and the $391 that's in utilities fund.
And that includes the public safety contribution?
No, public safety,
right,
is
that's seven.
The line above,
right,
561.
Right.
Police officers.
That's right.
Yeah, and my only question, I guess, is 30% for a pension for this amount of money. I mean, $300,000. I just didn't hear anything from Mr. Anthony, and a couple of times that he has been before us, explain that.
But it's allocated differently. See, it would have been, not, if you look at the 933, it normally was one-thirds to utilities, two-thirds to general fund, and that's how we've done it, one-third, two-thirds. But that's not really how our employees fall. We have more employees in the general fund.
So that's why we've made the adjustment to the general fund figure.
All right, okay. Page 126. What is the pool lift?
It's for disabled attendees to the pool to get them in and out of the pool. It fulfills the ADA requirements for the pool.
So that would be at Smith Hazel.
Smith Hazel Pool. That's correct. Yes, sir.
And on page 131, other financing sources. That's the last year's budget.
That is, Mr. Dewar, where we do have the money included for the new water plant and the well.
Oh, that's the same money then? Yeah, that's also on page 133, but that's a depreciation fund transfer.
Right, and that helps go towards that expense. That's what I mentioned in my initial remarks.
Yeah, I'm on my way to 211. I don't have very many more, so... my question, I guess, is just general, having to do with Crossville Park. On this page 211, which is the revenues,
yes,
I see a sale of a home at $17,000. When I go down to wherever the whatever color the page is for Crossville Park, I seem to recall that we've sold something like $250,000 worth of homes. I don't understand the there was someplace else in here where it reflected that we had $250,000 for sales of property in Crossland Park, and I was just...
You do on 211 for Crossland Park. It's the 366.10-60. It says sale of property, and in this year's budget, you showed it at $330,000.
Okay, that's what we expect to get in this year. And year to date, we have received $17,000.
That's actually a negative.
366.10-63 on page 211.
Right, that's actually indicating a negative figure there.
Yeah.
We've actually sold a couple of houses. We had some delay in the asbestos removal and lead paint issue.
Well, you're so, still working on giving us this Crossland Park worksheet that...
Yes.
Fund 112 that will summarize everything?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
That's right. And again, you have sold a few houses. We've got several under contract and others that we're leasing, so we'll show that. We could show that revenue stream to you.
And on 229, we've got $4.8 million for wells. And 2.8 of that is for the one well that we are building new?
No, I think the well expense was about $175,000, Larry. Is that right? For the well? Yeah, $175,000 for the well, and it's the water plant that we're spending $3 million on. It's the, and this, if I could just help clarify, wells is actually the division that's paying for the water plant. So it's not for a well, it's just the division in the budget where the money's coming out.
There's actually two water wells in that total budget of roughly $5
million. Mm-hmm.
And my last question on page 240, we talked about the something there may just be a change of number. It's called the Tool Hill Recreation Center.
Yeah.
Is that what we have been calling Eustis Park?
That's what we
do. / Youth Center?
You're exactly right.
Okay.
And I don't, until we did this next round of the capital sales tax projects, I don't think we started calling the Eustace Park Senior Youth Center until that ballot question was created last year. I think this is a five-year plan, and that goes way back. We knew we were going to do it at some point.
I mean, I'd like ultimately to address the issue of what we're going to call that park when we...
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. No, that's fine. And what we'll do on that, Mr. Dwyer, if it's helpful to council, is certainly, you know, as we begin to move into the design phase and the location of the building and the, you know, features for the building, we will have a series of public meetings for public input.
Okay. Mr. Mayor, I just have a statement to make that some time ago, it was voted on to look at a zero-based budgeting process, and the staff spent considerable amount of time with the zero-based budgeting process in terms of going line by line, and we spent many hours doing this in great detail. And it's evident, as our city manager has stated already, that the department is spending taxpayers' monies wisely. And I believe, personally, as an elected official and as a voting body, considers all aspects of the impact of making a budget request to council. And we can feel very comfortable at what our staff is doing in terms of looking at the impact of whatever they request, not only to this body, but to the city manager as well. And I thank them for what they do.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
I would agree with that. The process of that council, we need to do it. We all learned a lot. Mm-hmm. Found a couple of sources of savings.
Sure did.
I think it was worthwhile. I'm not sure I'm going to look forward to doing it too soon in the future.
Okay. We need, we've got a motion and second. Any other comments? If not, show of hands, please. All in favor? It's passed on first reading. Thank you.
And we'll bring this back, as I said, Mayor, at the
June
first meeting in June.
Okay. All right. Under petitions and requests, Area Churches Together Serving, 25-year anniversary celebration coming up.
Yes, Mayor. I received a letter from Vicki Bukovitz, who's the executive director for ACTS, and they do have this celebration slated for August 4th at 10 a.m. to last approximately an hour. And as they were trying to figure out a good place to have the celebration, with the number of people that they had coming, which is not a large amount of folks, but it's enough that they really wanted to look at something outside of their building, and weather permitting, they wanted to do that in the parkway on Park Avenue, right in front of their facility at 340 Park Avenue. They did want to put up a tent just in case there would be inclement weather, and I know that Public Safety Director Frommer has talked with her as well as far as providing assistance so that we can safely have the attendees go across Park Avenue and into the parkway for the event. And as I say, it's supposed to be approximately 1 hour. So this is their request to be able to set up and have that celebration, celebrating their 25 years of operations.
Very good. That's quite a milestone. Do we have a motion and second?
So moved, Mr. Mayor, that we approve this request for ACTS.
Second, Mr. Mayor.
We have a second as well. Any discussion? Got show of hands, please. All in favor? Okay, passes unanimously.
And I have just one more matter for council consideration. If you see by your microphone stand, there's now a hole in the desk. We had in this year's budget funds for an upgrade to the city council chamber to put in a new audio system. We're going to take the projector for displays. I think you've noticed the folks in the front row sometimes are in the shots. We're going to raise the projector up. And then in order to help us view documents that are in the agenda packet that you receive digitally, we had money in the budget to put monitors so that you wouldn't necessarily have to crane your neck to see what was up on the screen. It would be on a screen right in front of you. And the question I have is, there's a couple different ways of doing the monitor screens. You could have them on a pedestal in front of you, which would be up kind of in this fashion, or we can actually cut a hole in the desk and put the monitor down below the desk level to keep your line of sight open above the microphone. And we just needed some guidance on council's preference of how you'd like your monitor to be.
I'd like to remain the sight that we have here, personally. That's my personal. I don't want anything in you know, sticking
up.
Okay, very good. That's very helpful.
Everybody agree? Okay, that's all on our agenda. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Wade.
Did you have something? Wade?
I don't know if it was Old Age, the security situation, but I talked to two or three people sitting around me, and it was very difficult tonight to hear what most of them were saying.
Really? Really?
Lassie.
It basically came across that real well, but if we go get a new system, I hope it'll correct that.
We're going to have modern microphones that pick up better, and then we'll also have technology for folks that would like to have it to enhance the signal in their ear.
Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Wade. Thank you for mentioning that.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
Before we adjourn, there's a young man that's been sitting out in the audience. He's been listening so intensely. I've watched him. Normally, folks come to city council by some other means, and I'm just wondering who he is and whether he wants to stand up and introduce himself.
I'm Rich King, and I'm from Scout Troop 421. I'm working on my citizenship in the community.
We're glad to have
okay.
you.
Yes, thank you for being here with us. Come back again. Okay, anything else? If not, we are adjourned.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Appreciate it. You're welcome. Maybe they didn't even.